Kulturi, an encounter with people of different cultures. Welcome to Kulturi, this is Father Joan Guanes, and today's guest is Joanna Evans, Jom Evans, and she is from the Philippines, and we're going to talk about this really large country and with very old civilization. As regards religion, they are very Catholic, most of them. And the first thing I'd like to ask you, first of all, good morning, Joanna. And the first thing I'd like to ask you is this. What are the values which Filipinos treasure most?
Good morning.
Good morning.
To everyone, and good morning, Father Joe. The values, mostly Filipinos are well known for being hospitable. So, you know, when we have people come to our country, we are very hospitable, and we welcome most people. We're a friendly nation.
Yeah, so it is a great value. But
yes, and
besides that, we
are basically very religious, and being 90% of the population Christians and 80% Catholic, so we are people who wants to do our best to do good for people.
Which other religions are present also in the Philippines?
Hindu, we have Hindu, Buddhist, Islam, which is like 10% of the
Do you think they come over from India to do this? Do the Indians, Catholicism definitely came from Europe, but did Hinduism come directly from India?
I think they come from the neighboring Asian Pacific countries.
Mainly immigrants, you mean?
Yes, immigrants, yes.
And what is the place of the family within the Filipino culture? Or if we are to return to hospitality, how do you normally show your hospitality? For example, let's about Sicily, not to talk about Malta. I mean, hospitality is very often shown by inviting someone home for lunch and so on. In Malta, hospitality is shown more by people talking to you everywhere on the bus, in the streets, and so on. And then if you become you become a bit friendly, your friendship grows stronger, they invite you for lunch or dinner, but not before that. But it doesn't mean that if I don't invite you for dinner, they are not hospitable. So how is the way that this hospitality towards foreigners is expressed in the Filipinos, in the Philippines?
It's basically the same. We usually invite people around and we cook, the Filipino delicacies, and we sort of entertain them. Usually by inviting people around the house as well, mm-hmm. and taking them places, sort of thing.
And what is the position of the family in this culture? Is the family a treasured
institution? Oh yes, it's very much like here in Malta, where the family is very close knit, and even our grandparents, they live with us, until the end. And we're very close family orientated.
Is it too paternalistic or too materialistic, you say? I mean, is it the mother who controls most or the father in the family?
Oh, I think it's the father.
It's the father.
I think we got that from the Spaniards.
We're
the
always
Spaniards.
Blamed for that. And how do people prepare for them, say, if a girl wants to go out with a boy? What is the procedure? Is it Western way, the modern Western way? Because we know that, years ago, even in Malta, you got to ask the parents of the bride. Yeah. The bridegroom had to ask the parents of the bride, normally towards a middleman and so on, a marriage broker. How are things done traditionally in the Philippines?
Usually, the present generation is very different, but before, during our time, the boy has to ask permission from the parents. Well, during my time, usually when I want to go out or I'm invited out, my mother will come with me anywhere we go. Mm-hmm. Usually they also court you by means of going to your house in the evening, mm-hmm. serenade and playing a guitar or sing a song. So mm-hmm. those romantic kind of
so quite European in a sense, quite Mediterranean, I would say. But after wedding, does a girl leave her mother's home, or do they live in the same home, or at least in the same area?
They usually leave the parents' home, and they
live in the parents' home usually.
Yes, and they start their own family.
Family, yeah. Again, this used to be so even in Malta, unless you were very rich and your parents bought you a house and you went to live in it. Nowadays, we have come that people don't live in their parents' home, but they have to do a big loan with the bank to have an apartment or something. And what are the main festivities? First of all, let's start with the religious festivities. We are in the time of Good Friday.
Yes.
There is a special celebration in Good Friday in the Philippines, I think.
Yes.
Is it the way you celebrate the procession?
Yes, we usually have, there's some places in the Philippines where they have big celebrations, but from Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Black Saturday, and Easter Sunday, people mainly, because it's holiday, so people are together with the family. They usually go up into the mountains, or they go to some places where there is some kind of stations of the cross. Usually there are mountains where they, I think we have here in Gozo, similar to that kind of stations of the cross. And the family would go and, you know, and have some kind of a family gathering, a picnic, and then do the stations of the cross. There are also some people who would go out on the streets and try to reflect Christ's suffering by carrying the cross, a wooden cross, and walking on the street, the cross that can weigh, you know, like almost a ton, really, really heavy, wooden cross. And some people, they still practice flagellation, where they beat up themselves with a stick or anything that will hurt
them. I think
them.
This has been disapproved by the church, is it, this type of beating?
Uh-huh.
I think so. I mean, I think I've read something to this effect in last year.
Last year, yes.
Many people take it too much overboard. They do too much beating.
Maybe they,
themselves. Yes. And it doesn't prove, because then it becomes a sort, I don't know, the masochism or theater. You know,
yes,
I mean.
yes. But maybe they've mellowed down now. But mm-hmm. it used to be like that when I was there.
And what would you call the value which would put a Filipino off? What would Filipinos, in a sense, hate in terms of behavior? What wouldn't they like their children to do?
Usually the parents value obedience to the children, and very much on the respect of the elder. We usually have a praise or a word that we call the elders, and we always say opo, opo, which is like a sign of respect to someone elderly. And especially within brothers and sisters or cousins, there's always this respect for the one who's older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And
even that the Catholic Church is such an important institution in the Philippines.
Yes.
What is the relation between the church and the people? And I mean the church, not what, I mean the theology of the church, because that's quite universal. But what is the behavior? Are there any moments of friction between the population and the church?
Yes. When the Philippines was colonized in 1521 by the Spaniards, we had the people were became Catholic, and so the church and the state were very much closely related. Mm-hmm. But then when the Americans came in 1898, change everything, and they have separated the church and the state, so that means that other religion came in, like mostly the Protestants. But then in 1986, when President Marcos was ousted and we had martial law, and the Philippines was under martial law, and the cardinal that was then is Cardinal Jaime Sin, and he broadcasted on Radio Veritas that to support the rebel regimes, those who were rebelling against the regime, and we had the people power. And so, I don't know if you saw those tanks on the street, and all the nuns and all the priests were in the middle of the tanks, and then they stopped, and so the regime was ousted. And from then on, even until now, the relationship between the state and the church has become more closer. So there's more. The people are more obedient to what the church is saying. But before, there was a total separation, but now it has come back to that.
You know that recently divorce has been introduced in Malta, and people used to say it's only Malta and the Philippines, we don't have it, and now they can say the Philippines only don't have divorce. How do local people feel about it? I mean, apart from the word, I mean, after all, each country has the right to rule itself and to have its own values in its own legislation and so on, because legislation should be based on at least commonly agreed values, if not on ethical values. I think it should be on ethical values, but not necessarily perhaps the values of the Catholic Church. But how do the people feel with regards to divorce? Do they grumble that there is no divorce or anything like that?
I think majority of the population, I feel, would not agree on having a divorce in the Philippines, mainly because they value very much the family, and I don't think that is the kind of future the Philippines would be going into, and I think they will remain in this kind of they will never accept divorce in the Philippines, because I know for a fact that we still value this you know, all the values of the family, being having the mother and the father as the head of the family and the children. I don't think it will change for now. Hopefully, I pray not. Hope.
Yeah. What are the main secular feasts? You've spoken about Friday as being a religious and a Catholic priest. Feast. What would be the main feasts in the Filipinos, basically, besides the religious ones? Do you have any traditional, even with pagan origin?
Yes, we have the Easter bunnies now as well introduced since the American came. We also have it's called San Isidro, where people
today, I think, is the feast of
San Isidro. Yes, where the people will go on the street and they will throw water on you.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. So even if you know you just wherever you are, even in your car, people will throw water on you.
What is the meaning of this tradition?
I think it's like the baptism of the. John the Baptist.
It has a slant of religious meaning.
Yes.
But purely secular feasts, do you have them? Do you have any pure secular feasts?
I'm sure
you celebrate your independence and
independence. In one way or another. Yes, we have.
But do you have another feasts besides these?
What kind of other feasts? We have feasts like we put the food on in front of our houses, different kind of fruits, vegetables.
On what occasion do you do this?
I think this is like some kind of a Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. Where we put all the things that's been harvested during the year.
And how are children socialized in the family? Who takes care of the children? Is it also the mother, the grandmother? How are things there?
It's still the mother still stays in the house and look after the children. However, I know that most of the young generation is not really it's changed now. Mm-hmm. I think just like Malta, a lot of things has been changing, and so the grandparents will also help with the rearing of the children. Mostly the mother usually stays at home and the father goes to work. It's the typical kind of family.
Do you have, with regards to women's dress, speaking about this privacy and women staying at home to take care of their children, do you have any particular dress code for women? Any particular dress code for women? I mean, for example, we know the Muslims have the hijab and so on, or you're totally westernized in the way you dress?
Nowadays, we are totally westernized.
What was the traditional way people...
We have some kind of like...
A shawl, something like that?
Like a sarong sort of thing, mm-hmm. or a Maria Clara with like, it's a kind of material cloth, very thin cloth that's called a barong mm-hmm. Tagalog. But now everything has changed.
mm-hmm. So, given that you're Catholics, I couldn't speak to you very much about rites of initiations because those are basically the Catholic ones, the rites of passage, that is, baptism, the feast they do. How do they celebrate baptism? I mean, not in the church, we all know that. How do they celebrate it at home as a feast?
It's a big celebration for us when during baptism all the family are all invited. Some people would do celebration in their homes, or they will do it in restaurants, and it's a family affair.
What about weddings?
Weddings, it's the same. It's a big occasion as well for us, and nowadays they usually go to celebrate in hotels and or at home. Or in the beach.
In the beach. Let's hope it will be summer.
Some people get married in the water.
Really?
Yes.
And it will be a religious wedding, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting. I think you are here, many parish priests would quite task you to do it in the church, and in the parish church, not only having it in the beach. What type of governmental system you have now? You've had the period of dictatorship now. What is the system? Is it fully democratic? How does it function? How are the parties and so on, the political parties? And what are the main activities of
it? I think it's a fully democratic
country.
And we have the Republicans and we have the what do you call this? I can't.
Labour Party.
Labour Party. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a very democratic, more based on the American kind of.
Are elections very hot as they are in Malta? You've been living in Malta for quite a time.
Yes.
Are elections so hot in the Philippines or not?
Yes, it can be very. I think we also have a Mediterranean kind of blood, so it's all very hot over there.
The Mediterranean of the Far East, so to
yes.
say.
Yes.
And what are the main models of recreation which people take? How do people pass their free time and so on? And I'm not speaking of the well-educated and so on, but the people who even are not educated, they must have their own way of celebrating or passing their leisure time. How do they pass their leisure time? I'm sure most of them today would use a satellite dish and the satellite television, but that's the traditional way. How did they do it traditionally? For example, if I speak of Malta, even from my age, I can see the change when people used to play bocce and then they used to go to a bar and play some cards for a few pence. Not really. Okay, there were some people who did really break the law and play even certain forms of illegal gambling. But most people used to go to bars and play for one penny and so on, just to pass their time, you know. How do people of a normal income, I wouldn't say rich, you know, what we speak of minimum wage, how would people of a minimum wage recreate themselves in the Philippines?
My father, when he wants to do some kind of recreation, he goes to a cockfighting.
Yes,
a lot of men they do that kind of
cockfighting is still lawful.
Some people would, I think, go to watch boxing.
Do you have horse racing?
Horse racing as well. Yes. Mm. We also have, I suppose, in the sports, we have the basketball mostly. Mm. The men loves to, whereas here in England is football, basketball in the Philippines they like. And bowling, 10-pin bowling as well.
Sometimes people bowl alone. There is that book by Putnam, Bowling Alone. People are becoming much, much more individualistic. Is in the Filipinos, do you have many different ethnic groups living in the Filipinos or not?
The people, the first settlement in the Philippines are called the Malayo-Polynesians, and they were from Australasians, and now they still have their own tradition, the traditional way of life. They still practice the same thing, although they're very few in numbers nowadays. But they are called the Igorots, or the
Igorots?
They were the ones who built the rice terraces, which is one of the wonders of the world, seven wonders of the world, the rice terraces in Baguio. And basically, they are the color of the skin is kind of dark brown, and they have curly hairs as well, and they live mostly in the mountains, and they still wear, I don't know now, but I used to see them still when I go up in Baguio. They still wear those kind of thongs, and women are like a bear on the top sort of thing. They still very much the same when I was there, but they're called the Igorots.
Igorots. Apart from speaking Spanish and of course Filipino, do you have any other local language?
Actually, we have 171 dialects in the Philippines.
Oh, so are they all written?
Yes.
Do they have their newspapers in that language?
Yes. In fact, if you go from one place to another, you won't understand each other, because there's all different dialects everywhere you go.
How do young people mix together? How are they more? I'm sure they're more liberal than the past. What do you think? They become quite too westernized in their behavior patterns?
Yes, I think so. I mean, nowadays it's all very different, but during my time, we were very simple, and it's not long. even the games that we used to play are very, very simple. We make things up. We don't buy things. We just take some leaves off the tree and tie them together and play sipa, where you kick this thing. Or we have some kind of tins, and we sort of try and put them down through our slippers, you know, things like this. But nowadays, it's all very different. Children are more like being westernized, I suppose. Everyone is in computers nowadays, and they you have to buy so many things for your children to make you happy. But it was very, very simple then, so it's all different now.
Now one last question. What are the major elements of Filipino economy?
Filipino economy.
Fisheries, agriculture, manufacturing,
yes,
what is it mostly?
Have, mostly, yes, we have the rice is the main staple of the Philippines, so we have all those rice terraces, and fishing is also, because we're an island, so we eat a lot of seafood, we love seafood in the Philippines, so that's one of the main thing as well, and what else? We also do our own wine, coconut, made of coconut, kind of.
But suppose I want to find a job in the Filipinos. What would be the major possibility of finding an employment, so to say? In which area?
I suppose nowadays it's... Banking is one of the
service
industry, yes.
So with this note on the economy of the Philippines, we finish another program, Kulturi. Thank you very much, Chom.
We hope
to have you another time on our program. Thank you.
Thank you.